And you heard a horror story of some kid getting their finger pinched off, although I never saw that personally. I loved merry-go-rounds. He says that's one of the best toys out there because you have to negotiate with a group. You have to negotiate safety. There's a bit of danger, an acceptable amount of danger. You might get a bell ringer if you fall off the side, but you're not going to sever a limb. There's always a rare case, right? But and so this safetyism predates play-based childhood to phone-based childhood, but it's of the same ilk where we're just trying to protect. And what we're doing is we're taking away a child's ability to develop resilience. He uses the analogy of a plant, a tree, any plant. If it's not in the wind, it doesn't develop strong enough structures to stay upright. It falls over. It needs to have the wind to develop it. And so that's a major theme in the book for the right reasons.
Does he get into spirituality?
Yes, he does. Okay. He has a section on it. So he identifies as an atheist, which in some ways gives his spiritual chapter a little more credibility, ironically, or paradoxically. So he identifies spiritual practices that I think many of us who do have a spiritual practice will immediately identify with. You have a shared sacredness, right? You have a sort of a shared space, shared sacredness. There's embodiment, meaning there's personal involvement and group involvement. There's stillness, silence, and focus. That is a common theme of deep spiritual practices throughout the world. There's a transcendence of oneself, meaning you're thinking of the other. You're thinking of something greater than you, a source of love. That's common to spiritual practices. Also common to spiritual practices is slow to anger, quick to forgive. So this idea of taking a step back, having a sense of mercy, he quotes, I'm going to paraphrase a Buddhist quote. He says, only love dispels hate. Hate never dispels hate. So that's true. Mm-hmm. You could say that only light dispels darkness. Darkness never dispels darkness. That's impossible. And then the final one is finding awe in nature. So as an atheist, he wouldn't identify a creator, but he's still able to find awe in nature. And so that connection to the natural world is essential. So he does touch on that as an important, as an essential part of being a human being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then AI. We was going to touch on that. You said it wasn't mentioned in the book, but you know, when you were talking about different things, it seems to me, as when it comes into bullying, and you know, you can make somebody, you can show a naked picture of somebody, it's not them, right?
Right. Yeah. So here we are again. So we've over legislated the real world, right? We have satyism. We have really boring parks, and we've under-legislated the virtual world, right? So we have no holds barred. He gives a brief story about in the U.S. we have the Childhood Online Protection Act, and the leader on that really was pushing for 16 as the entry point for adulthood and on social media and other devices, but the compromise was 13. So here we have this under legislation, and so AI is in the same boat. We are somehow in the trance of, almost like a necromancer trance, of these really smart people in tech. You know, this would be someone like Sam Altman, Elon Musk, you know, Zuckerberg. And we're just saying, oh, sure. But they don't have a moral center, right? So we had a whistleblower, Frances Hogan. She worked at Meta for years, and she then whistleblew how they use sort of deceptive behavior motivational practices, how they, just like the cigarette companies did, how they target younger and younger and younger. So it's truly a race to the bottom. And she came out with this. So there's something called variable reward. And these are theories that were propounded by a professor at Stanford. And the idea is you have a trigger. The biggest trigger today would be, say, a notification or a ping on your phone. So for example, for me, I have Spotify, you know, at the end of the year, I get a ping that they've got my curated list of songs. That's my trigger. Then there's an action, right? It's my action. I take an action. I want to check that list out. I want to listen to those songs, right? I take that action. I'm using that product. And then, I have variable reward. Sometimes it's, oh yeah, that's a great song. And sometimes like, I don't know how that got on my list. By doing variable rewards, they found out with animals and with humans, we're more likely to stay invested because we want that dopamine squirt in our brain. We're waiting for the big reward, sort of like a gambler who just keeps pulling the slot, you know, because they had that experience once of all three showing up. So you don't give them the same reward every time. And then there's investment, right? So the investment on my Spotify thing is it's personally curated to me. So say an investment on a social media site would be, oh, yeah, why don't you add a little something right here? And then it goes back and you get triggered again. And that whole cycle just keeps playing out. And by that, they get you more and more attached. This is very sophisticated psychology. A very good movie. Netflix did a movie in 2020 called The Social Dilemma, which lays this out. All of this to say AI is going to take that to the next level. The algorithms to keep us strolling on it, you know, what some people call it death, right? What is it called? What's the word I'm looking for? Scrolling. Death scrolling. Oh. Yeah. You know, or if I'm scrolling on YouTube, I'll get that variable reward. I don't want to see that video. Oh, there's a video I really like. So in AI, we're going to have that on another level, right? We're going to have literally algorithms and computers that have quote unquote learned, right? It's not learning in the human sense. There's no soul, meaning it's learning without a moral center. We have to be very clear on that. There's no moral center in any of this. We'll be able to know exactly what I want, when I want it, right? And so it's going to take it to another level. And it's unregulated, that's dangerous. You know, we could, you know, and this has been written about in science fiction a lot, is you get to a level where it's just always the device. You know, mm-hmm. Always, you're never off the virtual world. And the real world really starts to atrophy.
I was just thinking about that. You know, if you would have written a science fiction movie in the 70s or 80s, right. People may have thought, man, that's way too far-fetched. You know, that'll never happen. And now we're kind of living through it, aren't
we? Yeah, I read, this must be 10 years ago, I read a really good science fiction story. It was a short story. And this guy was essentially a mercenary, and he had a device in his pocket, and it would tell him what his next move should be. And, you know, he was always staying one move ahead, two or three moves ahead, except for this AI device, because this was AI, it was artificial intelligence telling him to do this, was corrupted, infiltrated by a rival. And so it gave him a move that was too slow and not fast enough, and he realized it too late, and he ends up dying. So with our complete dependence on AI, that's an outcome that could happen.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Do you recommend the book?
I highly recommend the book. It was interesting because my wife and I had some spirited discussions. She thought that his overemphasis on the division between boys and girls was an issue, so I wanted to be clear on that. But I think the main message of this book, he puts together things that we sort of intuitively had a sense of, and he has the research that says you're right to be concerned about this, and then he gives us sort of a plan of, you know, what can we do. And what makes it fascinating to me is the underpinning of social psychology, right? Several things I mentioned, there's a few other sort of concepts I didn't mention, just this idea that we're motivated by agency and communion, you know. So once you understand these things, it makes it easier to think otherwise. I want to leave on a happy note. And so he talks about in Europe, Northern Europe in particular, they have parks, and there's a few in the U.S. They call them junk parks. And what they are is unbuilt parks. You go to the park, and there's just tires laying around. There's boards, and the kids build the stuff to play with. Some of it might be a little dangerous. Well, it'll fall over. Some, you know. And the idea is we have to resist over supervision. Now, he doesn't advocate under supervision, but you know, I would guess you and me, you know, I was walking the streets at 5-6 years old in Kewaunee, Wisconsin, and you just don't see that anymore. So that's a big thrust of his, is that we have to have this spontaneous play with a little bit of danger.
Indeed. Yeah. It's really fascinating stuff. If anybody has questions, where's a good place to go?
Well, I would say those that website, you know, theanxiousgeneration.com. And then I think the ones that kind of give tools, Common Sense Media and Humane Tech, Center for Humane Technology, I think those are good. These things come up in visits, so I feel like I've also gained some more tools to talk with parents and with teens and preteens.
Yeah, we're 5 years past COVID, too. That's something that we didn't touch on, but that's another thing
that
kind of emphasizes.
It was a perfect storm, right?
It was.
So we have 2010 to 2015 with this sort of smartphone uptake by kids, preteens, teens. We're already sort of moving away from each other's social interaction, right? There's studies of how much time do you spend in person with friends was already decreasing, and then you have COVID. And so in 2020, boom, nobody's seeing each other, right? And then we have to balance safetyism and common sense better, right? So in the postmortem, if you will, we realize now that masks were probably not beneficial in grade schools. I may be saying something terribly controversial, but it's really not controversial. On the flip side, we know that the vaccine helped those with risk factors, right? Risk factors being hypertension, age greater than 60, diabetes, and obesity. Those are the biggest risks. And so we need to, science needs to say, hey, we were wrong about the masks, you know, and countries like Norway eliminated masks early on, and they had a uptick initially in deaths in those vulnerable populations, but their overall deaths were the same as countries that masked. Yeah. So, but to your point, so we're climbing out of a hole, you know, and thankfully, hopefully we're out of that hole, and hopefully some of these trends improve. Hopefully we'll see a decrease in anxiety and depression as we now are maybe a little smarter about the importance of engaging with each other, you know, being very mindful of how to use these devices from age zero, you know, from the time a child's born, being mindful that 0 to 2 is a critical time for bonding with parents, but also 9 to 15 is a critical, all these ages are critical for different reasons, but 9 to 15 is critical time for frontal brain development, decision-making, you know, sort of gaining your identity and what kind of vocation you're going to follow. It's critical time.
We had guests from Richland Center District in here talking about a screenless summer, and I mean that's a good theme. But now we should get out right and, you know, maybe do a little hiking this summer, and you know, do some things with the kids outside that don't involve electronics.
Right? Do things with the kids and let the kids do things with kids without us hovering.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. The old days of picking teams and playing a ball game instead of having a league and, you know, coaches and all those things. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously you go near water, be mindful, but if it's only 1 inch of water, let them play.
Let them go. The book is The Anxious Generation. Dr. Wright, thanks so much. It's been a great conversation today.
Well, thank you, Phil. Thanks for the opportunity.
You bet. Dr. Wright joining us in this portion of the morning show. We'll have more about this and Partners for Prevention coming up on the show.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens. And we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers. But we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Attention Richland Center. Rockwell Automation is hiring second shift positions starting at over $24 an hour. What makes Rockwell different? 6 weeks of paid time off your first year, a $2,500 sign-on bonus, and benefits that start day one, not after 90 days. We offer a clean working environment, overtime opportunities, 401k with company match, and real paths for advancement. Rockwell Automation has been part of this community since 1971, and we're growing again. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or stop by any Wednesday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
Celebrate with color and save big. Now through July 5th at Bailey Paint and Decorating's 4th of July sale. For great paint and so-so jokes. Why did the painter bring a ladder to the store? Because they were going to take their color scheme to the next level. Located in downtown Richland Center, Bailey's is your trusted Benjamin Moore dealer, offering a full line of paints, stains, and accessories. Whether you're giving your deck a facelift or creating a bold indoor look, their expert team is ready to help. Don't miss out. The sale ends July 5th. Bailey Paint and Decorating, where color meets inspiration.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today, a high of 87, maybe some isolated showers this afternoon or evening. 69 for a low tonight. On the 4th, a high of 92. Partly cloudy, hot and humid. Heat indices rising the upper 90s. Friday night, mostly clear, warm and muggy, a low of 71. Saturday, 87, with showers and thunderstorms likely by mid-afternoon. Sunday, rain ending, then breaks of sun, not as warm, a high of 83. Right now, a west wind is at 5 miles per hour, and after a low all the way down to 61 this morning, it is 84 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
On the rooftop, hickory on the floor, oh. Down a little dirt road out here, somewhere where the sunshine shines, where you can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans, or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in old pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view, where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the middle of it out in the middle of the country, in a country house with you. Like my daddy did, like his daddy did, oh. Drying all our clothes in the fresh air. We'll go down by the creek, just sit there. Well, you can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in old pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view, where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the middle of it out in the middle of the country, in a country house with you. Heavenly view, where the days are longer and our love gets stronger
house is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the winter, love it out in the middle of the country. In a country house with
Savor the flavor with Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Chestnut, it wouldn't hurt to have wings. I could sleep in a little bit more in the morning and then fly in. I wouldn't hit a deer. I probably would hit a low-flying turkey vulture or something, though. But anyway, here's a Jason Kirkness song.
Sometimes I swear too much, say things that I don't mean, emotionally out of touch. What's wrong with me? Sometimes I close the bar, have one too many drinks, and I don't make it to church. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? My baby sees something that I don't see. That girl sees the man that I'm trying to be, and I don't know how she does it, how she doesn't see. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? Sometimes I make her cry. Forget all those little things. I really don't know why. What's wrong?
does it how she doesn't see. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Yeah, I'm thankful and I'm lucky, and I don't know why she loves me. My babe sees something that I don't see. That girl sees the man that I'm trying to be. I don't know how she does it, how she doesn't see. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? What she doesn't see. Yeah.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
At A&W in Boscobel, they know what it takes to make a bacon cheeseburger. After all, they invented it back in 1963. This mouthwatering classic features a 1/3-pound double burger made with 100% U.S. beef, topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. Guests can make it a combo with delicious sides like cheese curds, coney dogs, or onion rings, and top it all off with a frosty mug of fresh-made A&W root beer. Located right on Highway 61 in Boscobel, A&W is still serving up the signature flavor and small-town charm, one burger at a time.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home, drinking girl, beers on.
Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com. and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you, Sleepy Hollow.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and all garden tools. We are open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. We're located at 103 South Central Avenue, number 10, in the Coast Plaza. Call 608-604-0230 for more information.
Save $12 per gallon on Valspar Medallion Plus paint. Right now at All American Do It Center, get $12 back with mail-in or online rebate on gallon containers of Valspar Medallion Plus interior and exterior latex paint. See store for details. Cover imperfections with a washable, stain-resistant paint plus primer all-in-one formula. Get up to $60 back on Valspar Medallion Plus paint with mail-in or online rebate at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Back when I was a kid, we used to ride our bikes in the 4th of July parade. Then we'd have a picnic
and blow the crap out of some fireworks. We had rockets, cakes, shells, missiles, fountains, firecrackers, sparklers. Oh, the sky was filled with bomb diggity hoop like a boss all night long.
Get your own sick fireworks at Joe Blow's Fireworks in Reedstown, Ferryville, and Prairie du Chien. For more information, visit jbfireworks.com.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. A friend told me what an eye-opening experience it was growing up in a family of all adopted children where half of her siblings were minorities. She said, "It's easy to fault a minority group for racial oversensitivity until you see up close and personal the pain that prejudice delivers." When her minority brother was adopted, people in the church and community were thrilled and threw a baby shower. Their children shared the nursery with him and played together through their childhood. "Everything was wonderful," she said, "and he was just another kid until he was old enough to date one of their daughters." It was then that their true colors surfaced and fervent bigotry appeared. "The only explanation for people's behavior," she explained, "was the color of his skin. They all knew what a great kid he was because they watched him grow up." Her story taught me much. Broader experiences make for broader minds. Only those who have narrow associations and walk narrow paths can be held captive by narrow thinking. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it.
Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org, rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org, rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need.
Make
make your own colorful mark during the 4th of July sale at Bailey Paint and Decorating in downtown Richland Center for high-quality paint and low-quality jokes. Why don't painters ever win hide-and-seek? Because they always leave a trail. Now through July 5th, top-quality Benjamin Moore paints and stains, brushes, rollers, and accessories all on sale. Whether you're painting a room or revamping your old house, Bailey's expert staff is ready to help. Hurry in before July 5th. These deals won't last long. At Bailey Paint and Decorating, downtown Richland Center.
This weekend is what summer's all about, and Macy's July 4th sale is going on now with deals on everything you need to celebrate. Hosting? Turn your backyard into a party destination with 40 to 50% off outdoor entertaining. Beach bound? Turn heads in this season's hottest swimsuits, sundresses, and more. Get away with the kids? Superpower their summer with 25 to 60% off toys from Nerf. Plus, don't miss Macy's 4th of July fireworks live on NBC and Peacock. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
4th of July in Lone Rock is not just a date, it's tradition, community, it's hometown pride. Join us starting July 3rd in the evening, followed by a full day Friday at Fireman's Park. Begin with a playful 5K water run walk, then wander to the marketplace from 7 until 4, where Gina's Creations brings handmade treasures and party light lights up your home with beautiful candles. At 11 a.m., the annual parade marches with pride. Shortly after, a chicken barbecue. Tap your foot to live music and cheer on youth softball and baseball teams. Don't miss the sand wrestling match at 1 p.m., then gather the kids for bounce houses and games throughout the afternoon. As day turns to night, everyone, and we mean everyone, looks up to the sky for the spectacular fireworks, and that wraps up the celebration. It's free, it's fun, and it's all American. See you July 3rd and 4th at Fireman's Park in Lone Rock, where community comes to life.
The Boscobel Firemen invite you to the July 4th celebration. The 4th kicks off with a firecracker run. Registration is at 7:30. The run starts at 8 a.m. Don't miss the giant street parade. Registration at the fire station from 10 to noon, and the parade steps off at 1 p.m. Enjoy burgers, brats, pulled pork, and more. Bounce houses at Cronsage Park from 1:30 to 7. Enjoy music with Country Fried from 3 to 7 and Willie and Hank's Kids Fire Training at the tennis courts from 7 to 9 p.m. The night will conclude with an awesome fireworks display at dusk. No admission charge, but donations would be greatly appreciated, and absolutely no carry-ins. Call Kurt for parade pre-registration at 319-6769. The Boscobel Firemen's July 4th celebration this Friday in Boscobel. Don't miss it!
Hey, Dolly today on the Pure American Country Radio Minute. Welcome, I'm Bill Cody. This week, celebrating with songs that capture the heart of America, and in 2003, Dolly Parton added her voice to that tradition with Color Me America. Dolly wrote it herself for a CBS television special she was working on, Dolly Parton's patriotic celebration, then later recorded it for her For God and Country album in 2004. That collection featured gospel, hymns, patriotic anthems, but this song was the emotional centerpiece, Color Me America. Bold, proud, deeply personal, Dolly once said it came from a place of both love and gratitude for a country that gave her the chance to rise from poverty to the stage of the Grand Ole Opry. International superstardom, too. When Dolly sings, we listen. And when she sings about America as we approach the 4th of July, we all stand a little taller now, don't we? I'm Bill Cody. That's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. Time and money, two things I hate to waste, especially on buying insurance. Pure American Insurance saves you time and money by shopping over 30 top insurance brands to uncover the lowest rate for the coverage you require. Pure American Insurance does this yearly. Visit pureamericaninsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates.
Discover the 4th of July sale at Target. Save 20% on clothing and swimwear for women, select cookies with Target Circle, and up to 50% off Sun Squad sporting goods. Get ready for a fireworks-worthy celebration with patriotic cookies, fun sports gear, and of course, spectacular fits. The deals end July 5th, so hurry and get 20% off apparel, select cookies with Target Circle, and 50% off Sun Squad sports gear, only at Target. Restrictions apply.
stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way. Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Dolly Parton on WRCO Radio. It is 85 degrees. Isolated showers possible this afternoon. Right now, just blue skies and a good old-fashioned summer day going on here in the Richland Center in southwestern Wisconsin areas. Here's Brandon Lake with Jelly Roll.
Yeah, I don't always feel it. Yeah, but that's when I need it the most. So I'm gonna keep on singing till my soul catches up with my song. And there's times when my hands go up freely, times that it calls. And there's days when a praise comes out easy, days when it takes all the strength I got.
Breaks down the walls of my pride. 'Cause faith isn't proven like gold till it's been through the fire. Oh, my head, heart, and hands are feeling hell. That's when I lift them just a little higher. Now bring my
to tell. I see my whole world, I'd lay down my life for that American girl. She's a San Antonio rose, blue mountain sky, a Carolina beach, a Colorado high. She's an American beauty. I'm sure gonna miss her while I'm away. American beauty. Oh, but I'm suiting up so I can keep her safe. Some wild summer nights when we'd roll down the top. She's that brand night girl singing sha-na-na-na-na. From Texas to Tucson, from Memphis to Maine, she's a California sunshine mixed with Smoky Mountain rain. She's an American beauty, yeah. Sends me lavender letters with X's and O's. American beauty, yeah. Says she's counting I make it back home. American beauty, yeah. American beauty. When I'm far away from everything I love, where it's hard to sleep, man, I keep my American beauty. I'm sure gonna miss her while I'm away. American beauty, yeah. I keep suiting up so I can keep her safe. American
James Robert Webb and American Beauty. That also comes into play when we talk about 4th of July dessert. So looking through a few ideas. Not that I make any, but I certainly like to eat them. Red, white, and blueberry truffle. Ooh. American flag ice cream cake. That sounds pretty good. Cherry pie. Now, there's an old classic right there. Red, white, and blue Rice Krispie treats. Oh, yeah. Oh, here's now. I've not thought of this, but this looks pretty good. Chocolate covered frozen bananas, colored red, white, and blue. Yeah, and a 4th of July cake with a splash of strawberries on top. Oh, my goodness. Good stuff. I'll have to see what awaits. I'm not very good at baking anything. So, if anything, if I can get some strawberries, kind of mash them up, get a Hostess Twinkie, I've got strawberry shortcake.
Get ready to sink your teeth into something delicious. The 3rd Annual Lions Club Rib Fest is happening Sunday, July 13th in Muscadet. It's hosted by the Avoca Blue River and Muscadet Lions Club. This mouth-watering event takes place at the Lions Shelter in Victoria Riverside Park from 11 until 2, or until sold out. For just $22, you'll enjoy a hearty slab of ribs from Soggy Bottom Barbecue of Lancaster, known all over Southwest Wisconsin for their unbeatable flavor. Every meal includes potato salad, cold slaw, beans, bread, and bottled water. Cold drinks are available at the food stand. Dine in or carry out, and while you're there, enjoy a beanbag toss, raffles, and family fun. The shelter is right by the playground and scenic trails, so bring the whole crew and make a day of it by the beautiful Wisconsin River. All proceeds benefit Lions Club scholarships and community projects. That's Sunday, July 13th at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. For details, call Mark Cup, 739-2179.
Wouldn't you really rather have a GMC? Sleepy Hollow is your GMC dealer. GMC Sierra, GMC Acadia, GMC Terrain, GMC Yukon. It only costs a little more to drive the best. Drive the best. Drive Denali. GMC Denali, with luxury styling and innovation. Sleepy Hollow carries a full line of professional-grade GMC trucks, and we've got them in stock. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, your local Buick and GMC dealer. On Viroqua's north side,
dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's premier destination for outdoor adventure. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce looks forward to your visit. Enjoy a fun movie experience, the Blaine Theater, with delicious snacks and budget-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater for details. Rooney & Associates is your trusted American family insurance provider in Boscobel. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Rooney & Associates and American Family Insurance. And looking for eye-catching signs, custom shirts, or banners? Simply Country Signs and Designs has it all, including professional vehicle lettering. Call 485-3776 and let's get started.
Back when I was a kid, we used to ride our bikes in the 4th of July parade. Then we'd have a picnic
and blow the crap out of some fireworks. We had rockets, cakes, shells, missiles, fountains, firecrackers, sparklers. Oh, the sky was filled with bomb diggity hoop like a boss all night long.
Get your own sick fireworks at Joe Blow's Fireworks in Reedstown, Ferryville, and Prairie du Chien. For more information, visit jbfireworks.com.
WRCO 100.9.
A little Miss Dynamite just blew my world away. It was a pitiful sight, me begging her to stay. I never had a hunch, so how was I to know? She packed a punch that knocked my heart out cold. She put a hurting on this old cowboy, broke my heart like a little play toy, brought me to my knees from 10 feet tall. The night she left me in Amarillo, I cried crocodile tears in my pillow. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. How could a blue-eyed beauty, only 5'3", lay a Texas-sized heartache on me? She came across so cool, I didn't think that I'd get burned. Now I'm a big old fool with a leaving lesson learned. Thought I was strong like old Hercules. She proved me wrong with her little say love. She put a hurting on this old cowboy, broke my heart like a little play toy, brought me to my knees from 10 feet tall. The night she left me in Amarillo, I cried crocodile tears in my pillow. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. How could a blue-eyed beauty, only 5'3", lay a Texas-sized heartache on me? How could a blue-eyed beauty, only 5'3", lay a Texas-sized heartache? Thank you.
Joe Diffie and a Texas-sized heartache here on WRCO Radio. We're holding steady at 84 degrees. The Brewers play the series ending, the climactic game tonight in New York. With a win, they would win the series. I guess with a win, the Mets would win the series. So it comes down to that one tonight. And you can hear it on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Look forward to bringing that your way. And then also Hometown and Baseball tonight, live from Arena. We'll be there to talk about the game and probably eat some sandwiches and talk smart, you know. That's what we usually do. Jamie Johnson and Allison Krauss take us toward an ABC News update.
The difference, hear the best. Richland Family Restaurant, the official sponsor of WRCO Studios.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Republicans are ready to vote on President Trump's $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and spending cuts. And even though they have been up all night, they still haven't voted yet. The reason, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, using his leadership status to talk against Medicaid and food stamp cuts in the bill. He's been doing that for more than 5 hours this morning. A better-than-expected jobs report in the month of June. 147,000 jobs added last month, more than the 110,000 that were expected.
The improved employment picture last month came despite tariff-induced slowdowns in hiring and continuing layoffs in federal government. The downside of stronger hiring, though, is that the Federal Reserve may be less inclined to reduce interest rates when the Board of Governors meets at the end of this month.
ABC's Jim Ryan. A drive-by shooting in Chicago has left four people dead and 14 wounded, three of them critically.